Well, with demand for the yellow metal booming around the world, including China, where we just saw a 50% increase in demand, it's just a pleasure to welcome back Bill Murphy from GATA.org. That's the Gold Antitrust Committee, where he and Chris Powell continue to work on all of our behalves, trying to resolve this market manipulation in the precious metals market. Welcome back, Bill Murphy.
Great to be here, Chris.
Great to have you back. Interesting article. Discussion with Paul Craig Roberts, a favorite of ours on the show here, and I'm sure you're familiar with his work. The stance that Bitcoin is actually standing in for gold as an inflation hedge because they say the central bankers, they can't short it to infinity, unlike gold and silver, where the powers that be have essentially an infinite amount of ammo to attack the markets. They don't know how to contain Bitcoin. What they're really alluding to here is, inevitably, this is going to be big news for the precious metals. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, a couple. And I think one is great to see, and congrats to the people who were smart enough to get involved with Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies. And I think, you know, it's going up to, you know, close to 3,000, for crying out loud. I was at the Acapulco conference with Jeff Berwick, and a lot of Bitcoin people were there, and they were thrilled because it was the same price as gold when it was about 1230. And now here we are still struggling below 1300. Look what Bitcoin has done. And Dave's a smart guy, and he's right. But it also paves the way for what the gold price is going to do once the gold cartel loses control. A perfect example is yesterday. Gold finally has a really good day, gets close to 1300. Open interest in the gold arena went up in the COMEX, 27,000 contracts. It's just ludicrous the amount of effort the gold cartel is making to stop gold and silver from doing what they should be doing, and that's trade like Bitcoin.
I admit I'm not an expert on cryptocurrencies, although, and, you know, started mining back in 2009, 2010. Just thought it was a neat hobby. Never thought, you know, you could buy nearly 3 gold coins with a Bitcoin. Who knows how long that trend will continue. I'd like to move over to an article by Egon von Greyers. He says that Swiss gold refiners have had all of their gold absorbed by China and India, that China's consumption is expected to increase by leaps and bounds, you know, as that middle class affluence continues to improve. Folks want to crystallize their wealth. And he's asking then, where else is this gold coming from to cap the markets if the physical is being absorbed as though it weren't even there? He agrees with GATA. He says it's got to be paper gold. Any thoughts?
Yeah, but in addition to paper gold, it's got to be a lot of physical gold coming out of the central banks because there's a, you know, there's a pricing mechanism every day. It's the London Fix. That's the physical price of the day, and it's got to meet demand. So, yes, the paper market is overwhelming other aspects out there like you're bringing up, but still the physical supply has to be hitting the market, too, from someplace. Got to be the central bank. So it's just going to be a mess like this until what I call the gold cartel blows up. And do I think it's coming? Absolutely.
Well, it might be coming sooner than we anticipate. If you take a look at the latest numbers on China now, they're calling for 1,000 metric tons to be absorbed this year. I mean, you're starting to approach the gold reserves of some European country or Venezuela. Just 1 year's consumption. They're also the number one producer and consumer now. They just eclipsed India as far as consumption goes. So there's been a lot of speculation by folks on the show, such as Dr. Stephen Lieb and others. They may be producing numbers that we would find hard to believe. Of course, they don't allow any of that to leave the shores.
Nowhere, all of a sudden, it's going to be a big deal in terms of affecting the price here. You pile what China's doing on top of what India is now back to doing again, and it's really something. And perhaps it's starting to have its effect now, and why we could had a decent move up in gold of late.
Another story this week: a couple of key strategic states out west have eliminated or are in the process of eliminating at least state-related taxes, allowing gold and silver, or at least encouraging gold and silver to circulate above board, but maybe outside the mainstream. We don't tax dollar bills, but we're taxing real money inordinately. Do you expect this trend to gain momentum, or is this just an anomaly?
Well, I'm not sure where it would gain momentum, quite frankly, and I'm not on top of it maybe as I should be, but anything obviously to lessen the tax load is a positive, and you know, we have the Indians messing around with stuff like that over there, and it's it's not a good thing, and hopefully the trend will continue.
You know, just as a side note here, an interesting article on Gata this week, a hoard of gold coins found part of the Roman Empire about 476 AD in the Netherlands. Apparently, it was buried by a Frankish military leader at the time. Just an enormous stockpile, if you will, in an orchard. The value that was stored there over 1,500 years ago remained in that orchard for so long. It's still there. It's static. In some ways, you might say it's even gained tremendous value because of the collectors. That's what we want people to do, is it not? We want for folks to get outside of the crumbling global currency system. Do you expect the U.S. dollar to continue to slide in the coming years? You know, will that malaise eventually be seen throughout all global currencies?
Dollar itself is breaking down technically and completed a massive top formation, and yes, I think it will continue. I mean, we've got some major league problems that nobody seems to want to address lately in terms of what's going on and what it's going to take to cure it. And interestingly enough, I mean, that's what President Trump wants, to help jobs, the lower dollar. I mean, the administration may not say that publicly right now, but he said that way back when, and a good way to help in that regard is to get the dollar down.
This is not scripted. The current administration has just brought in, and I believe confirmed, an economist, a strong advocate of negative interest rates. And of course, that goes hand in hand with your thesis of a weaker dollar. Negative rates does not improve global confidence in your currency. But what is interesting is negative rates is the perfect panacea for the precious metals sector. Okay, anything else on your radar screen before we wrap up today?
You know, what they're doing to silver is ridiculous. You know, the open interest is still way up there. And aside from last year, it would be at all-time highs by a pretty good margin. And they're just all over it, and they're just afraid of losing control of it. And their kryptonite, as James McSherley says all the time, and it's true. I think once silver gets to 21, it's going to go bonkers and trade like no market in history. And this has just gone on way too long, too far, and they're all over it right now. But I really do believe we're getting closer and closer to the time when they lose control.
Well, you know, human beings love our stories. I think it gives folks confidence when we can craft and convey a convincing tale. And that's what we try to do here on the show. But at the end of the day, I'm a technician. I like to see what other traders think, and they think with their wallets. What we're seeing carved out here is one of the most spectacularly bullish inverse head and shoulders in gold and silver. The last time I saw anything like that was 2010, and it just took off. I think we're setting up for something like that. For folks that are upset that their silver hasn't run, I'd compare it to some of these cryptocurrencies, the secondary ones. You know, Bitcoin's done really well, but Ethereum has gone from $9. Last time I checked it was like $200 or $300 in just a couple of months' time. You know, silver could go up a factor many fold of that. That's what at least history has shown us. Parting comments.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And I think when silver takes out 21, it's going to go up much faster than it did in 2010 and 11. So we wait and keep our fingers crossed and keep looking for the move to kick in.
Exactly. No, it's like my family members who were in the military used to say, you hurry up and wait, and waiting is the hardest part. That's what we do. You know, sitting on the bench is never fun. We all like to be in the game. And as Gata says, you've got to be in it to win it. And I think that's just the analogy for what we're doing here. So can you tell us more, please, about what they'll find? Our listeners, they navigate their browsers over to Gata.org and to La Metropole Cafe.
Well, they can go to, as you said, Gata.org and get on the free list. Chris Powell takes care of, does a great job. And from myself, LaMetropoleCafe.com, people can sign up for a 2-week free trial, see if that's of interest.